Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Down on your knees. Everyone must stand alone. Big no.
I hear you call my name and it feels like...
Pause. Hold.
Home.
When you call my name, it's like a little breath.
Everyone's going to come into the podcast from the moment that you started singing because I totally forgot to press record.
Oh!
So there's no context of why you're singing that. But we're on now.
Oh, damn. Lisa's just saying what her favourite album was. It was Madonna.
Immaculate Collection.
I said mine was Norah Jones, Come Away With Me.
I hate that for you.
Lee's had a really good call about what your 20s were like, and it was a good laugh, and now no one's going to get that.
I mean, you've got
one job, Jase. Push the bloody button.
Is that I just don't think there's any better song intro than Like a Prayer. I just
anything
don't
where there's a drop,
a change
because I would also
tempo.
Say Whitney, I Will Always Love You, you know.
Yes.
And then it goes. And
no, but that's boom. Midway through
it
the
is,
song.
But like you still anticipate it.
What about this?
God, Jase, what even are you?
that's like Jase. Watching Tuffy at the Normanby Hotel. Okay. Now, full respect for Tuffy. He was great.
He really was.
He was great. But where's the intro in that?
No, there is no intro.
Wait for it. Bang.
I mean, look, it's boppy.
Kick it off with a drum.
But that's all you can do. You can only do this.
It's an audio medium.
You just like it's chicken.
You
with
just
your
bop.
Neck.
You
that's
just,
it.
You just, yeah.
And your, and
you
your mouth your like this.
What's another song with a great intro? There is another one. Look, in terms of tempo drops, beat drops, obviously the obvious one is I Can Feel It coming in the air.
Oh, that's three quarters of the way through the song as well.
Yeah, but it's just the tempo drop.
Who did that? Toto?
Phil Collins.
That's the Rains in Africa.
Rains in Africa.
Toto.
What's a song intro?
Okay, I'm telling you, there is no better. Can you play
Vanilla
Like
Ice.
A Prayer? Please.
Ice Baby.
That is not a good intro,
Sarah. There's an
Sarah.
Amazing intro.
No, but Ice Baby was taken from Queen.
What?
Oh, hold on. Dun-dum, da-da-da-dum. Yep, that riff. Dun-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-da-dum. Dun-dum, under pressure.
Wow.
Yes.
Looking down. Have you seen the Queen movie?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God. This is like religion to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Copyright issues, we can't play anymore.
What?
You don't pay for music on your podcast.
Right there I was.
I'll play it on my bloody phone.
You can't do that either.
Why not? How is that possible?
What, do you think Madonna's going to sue us? Do you think Madonna's going to be bothered?
You think Madge is going to go?
If we're breathing life back into that song. Oh, I don't think
and
so.
And keeping her...
relevant.
Her relevance is purely
keeping
based on
spirit.
You playing her song
yes,
in your podcast.
Is. I can guarantee you.
I hear you call my
we don't need
name.
Much.
And it feels like...
Wait, hold it.
Home.
Then there's a longer
That's
pause.
That's the second time people have got
bum,
that.
Bum, bada, bum.
Then there's a statue crying. Everything's burning.
Yeah, that is a weird film clip, isn't it?
It's like the film clip equivalent of, what's that movie?
Eyes Wide Shut.
No, what's that one with Reese Witherspoon that we just watched?
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde.
No, the one that just came out. No.
Oh, Little Fires
Little
Everywhere.
Little Fires Everywhere.
It's not a movie, it's a series.
Burning, crying.
Burning. Religious.
Yes. Yeah. Crucifixes everywhere.
Crucifix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Madonna at her peak really pressed people's buttons because that made a lot of people very uncomfortable.
I've got a great...
The use of religious...
Yeah. And she did her sex book and everything. Like, it was all quite scandalous.
It really was.
Sex coffee table book.
Yes. Actually, that would be worth a mozza now. I wonder if anyone has it.
I think it will be. You can go to any op shop and probably pick it up.
Oh, rubbish, Sarah. No one's getting rid of Madge's sex book.
I've just realised another song with a great intro.
Okay, go.
Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Oh, yep, yep. Although some may argue a little too long.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little too long. Like, we get it. All right, drop the beat already.
It's a five-minute 55
yes.
song.
Yes. Mm. Ooh, I've got chills. I remember showing my girls that film clip. And
oh,
like,
God, so scared.
Problem with the copyright issues, we can't play the song now.
This used to be on Rage, and we used to watch it every weekend.
How good was
another
Rage?
One, Backstreet Boys, Everybody.
Yes, great intro. Mm-hmm. I'm also going to add another one in there.
Okay.
Hold on, do you want to play a bit of Backstreet? But, I mean, amazing. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, if that hits anywhere, the crowd goes.
Yes.
Straight away.
Yes.
On.
Yeah. Okay, I'm also going to say Enter Sandman.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Sarah.
What
how
is that
are we
song?
Friends? By Metallica. It's like one of the greats. I mean, come on. Oh, okay. That song is.
Yeah, I'd left the dance floor when this came on. This
it's
is when
good.
All the idiot boys.
I was in there. I was in that group.
Sarah's just bouncing around like
Sarah's
a.
Sarah's headbanging.
Like Pingu with no arms.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. That's a good list. What else? Feel free to add to our list. Jump into our Instagram at Liz and
there'd
Sarah.
Be a Britney, there'd be a Britney one.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I know. What about Black Eyed Peas?
I don't put it up there in the list of like top
great
intros.
Great intros.
Yeah. Oh, what about?
Fine, I'll shut up.
Oh, yes, Jace. Yes,
Counting
that
crows.
Is. Sha-la-la-la-la-la. How do you not love this song, Sarah?
I've left the dance.
I've got another one. You're going to love it.
Okay.
Hold on. Jace. Can you just block your ears? I'm going to tell Jace so that then he plays it.
Well, no, I can't because I'm sitting here. So even if I take my headphones off, I'm still going to hear your voice.
Okay.
I'll close
on,
my
I'll
eyes.
I'll message you.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Don't read the thread, Sarah.
Don't turn off, everybody.
It's going to be worth it. She's going to love it. Okay, grab it. I don't care about the copyright at this point. You need to play the entire thing.
We've got no money anyway. They can't sue us. Okay.
Please tell me we have it. Actually, I do know we have it because I remember once we asked Scott to play it for us.
Oh, really?
You're going to love it.
About,
get ready.
What about Nothing
it's gonna
Compares
be emotional.
To You by Sinead O'Connor?
No, this is better.
Intro.
This is along those lines.
Okay.
Tell me. That's not how it starts. This is not it.
I've never heard this song before in my life.
This is not it, Jace.
Oh, wrong one. That was a collaboration.
Okay, yeah, no. No okay, one needs to okay. collaborate. Wait.
Oh, I feel it.
Okay, I know. You'll know when the first piano chord hits, Sarah. Here we go. The saddest song of all time.
I can't. Can we just...
Can we please just listen
no,
to it?
No, we can't.
Oh, come on, Jace. What kind of rules are
if
these?
If you break copyright, then your podcast will be taken down. No one can listen to this anyway.
All right, well, we'll have to see it.
Hey.
Does it ever make you wonder what's on my mind?
Oh, yeah.
I was only ever running back to your side. Ding, 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 ring. I never cried. I just watched my life go by. It's just a pack of lies. Cause you're leaving me behind.
Hold on.
Hey, there's not a cloud in the sky.
Oh, we've gone out of harmony.
It's just blue as your goodbye. And I thought that it would rain on the day you went away.
I mean, that film clip, the Wendy Matthews
God.
Film clip, The Day You Went Away, I would still be a sobbing wreck if I watched
Let's
it right
Sarah
now.
Watch it.
It is so beautiful.
It is.
It's
Do you
old
know the
person,
song, Jace?
Yeah, of course
old
I know
people
the song.
In like the old woman is dying.
Oh,
Thanks.
And it goes, the whole song is a reflection on their life together, their young love, their fights.
Oh, God.
Please, that was the best.
Thank you.
Have you guys ever seen the, I think it was an American Idol or Australian Idol. Not Idol. What's the talent?
Talent. America's Got Talent.
One of those talent things. And it's like the shadow puppet acting scene with the music.
No.
Like they're behind this big screen and they just use their shadows to portray a scene.
Yes. Okay. Oh. Yes.
And
yes.
Every time I watch that film clip, I cry.
Yeah.
Every time. The very first one they did. All the other ones weren't that great. But the first one, I'm like, oh my God.
I think I've got another good intro.
I think I have one too. What's yours?
Do
you want to tell Jace in secret? Is it going to move me?
Or is Where's it? All my soul sisters?
Oh, that's not.
Hey, sister,
no.
Go, sister, go, sister, go. Sister.
I would say it's a mid-range.
Getcha, yeah, yeah. getcha, yeah, yeah.
Really? Okay, what about this one? That's good, Sarah. I like it.
What's that song even called?
Okay.
Lady
it's called
Marmalade.
Lady Marmalade.
Okay. I mean, why weren't we saying Lady Marmalade?
Yeah, why did
why
I say Lard?
Marmalade. What do you want? For, do you,
okay.
What about your toast, kids? Marmalade? Oh, jam.
Oh, my God. It's only Wednesday and we've lost it. Okay, what about this one? One more intro. Do you want it to be a secret?
No,
okay. Okay, no. Can you just play it? Because I can't actually remember the intro. I just know it's good. Sweet Child O' Mine. Do you actually say... That's a good intro, guys. Yeah. Did you say the title Sweet Child O' Mine? Or do you say Sweet Child of Mine?
Yeah, that's what I always say. It's spelled Sweet Child of Mine.
I'm ready for
this bit.
Danny. It's so
That's
good.
What we've got.
That's a great one. What about C'est La Vie by Bewitched?
What kind of intro is that?
Oh,
God, they're so...
Something about some Irish gibberish.
How do you spell C'est La
Vie? C'est. It's French for it's.
Oh,
wait, so what's the actual song title then?
C'est La Vie. It's life. That's life.
Oh.
La vie. Like La Vie on Rose by Edith Piaf.
I mean, that's
here we go, here we go.
Get ready. Do some Irish dancing.
100%. I'm so proud after doing that.
It's such a tough sport.
That's right.
Here's the show. Okay. Oh my God, we've been sent more camel news, guys.
Hold it until next show.
Okay.
Those two girls.
Every Wednesday we bring you camel news because it's hump day, because they have humps, because they're camels. And it's wonderful because this segment is now entirely supported by our listeners. We don't need to Google camel news anymore. You guys send it in, which is amazing. Toby sent us in, Sarah, this amazing story. Really feel good.
Where can people send this stuff?
Oh, at Lees and Sarah on Insta.
Cool.
That'd be great. So over in Ethiopia, obviously they're in coronavirus lockdown as well, and there's been an initiative to get books out to children in those very remote villages, you know, across the desert.
Yeah.
It's really hard to get to those smaller communities. So they're using 21 camels. They're strapping wooden boxes filled with 200 books, strapping them on the camel's humps. Off they trot into the sunset. They're getting to these remote villages and the children get to pick books out just like a mobile library, except on a camel.
That's amazing.
Isn't that beautiful?
I'd like a camel to bring me my books here.
And the kids are loving, absolutely loving it. They wait for the camels. They return the books to the camel's library humps.
I mean, the camels collect late fees.
It's certainly a novelty.
I mean, imagine if your camel did collect
late. Yes, have you got your library card? No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Roger. You can't borrow today. No.
No.
You'll have to wait until the next round trip.
I have some late fees at my local library.
Really?
Yeah. I borrow a lot from it.
You know, I don't want to put any libraries out of business, but you know you can get books online now.
How do you mean?
Like Amazon.
You know, like a Kindle lease, so yeah. You can. I don't partake in a downloadable reader thing.
I hate that.
Like an e-book.
An e-book?
How did we take so long to get to that word?
They're not called e-books.
Well, you know, like, yes, you download it and you read it on your iPad.
I hate every part of that.
Yeah, I like feeling the weight of a book in my hands.
Me too.
Oh, I'm with you. Me too. I'm
I
the
like
same.
Turning
smell
a page.
Of paper. Yeah. Yes. I can't partake in these modern.
I can't either. Also, you know that it was from screen usage that I had to get my glasses, Sarah. I've never worn them since.
Yeah, but the e-reader things are good. Not good for your eyes. I'm not going to say that, but they help with that.
Oh, rubbish, Jason. Rubbish.
Look, I haven't looked into it. I got no info. That could be completely
fake
false.
News.
I want the camel and I want a book and I want it now.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Yesterday in the podcast, we got absolutely lost in a riveting conversation about the law of attraction and manifestation. The three of us just started rambling on about it, whether we believe in it, does it work, how do you do it? And we thought we'd ask you guys the similar question today. 131060, is there something you want to manifest, something you want to come into your life? Give us a buzz. We're going to try and workshop it with you on air. The three of us came up with things that we want to appear in our lives within a week. Just to test this theory.
Yeah,
right?
I went too big.
I don't think you went
think
too big,
I think I did.
Sarah.
I said like a work-related opportunity with big money.
Well, you added the big money at the end, but initially it was just a new work-related opportunity, which I personally don't think is too big because it could be anything.
Yeah, well, maybe just like a paid work-related opportunity.
But your attitude already is negative.
Yeah, yeah it You've is. Got to yeah. Have it is because I was schooled by a friend. Right, there's a video up on our Instagram at Lise and Sarah of us chatting about this in the podcast yesterday, and she said, "Like, hey, love, I'm so happy you're manifesting, but what you've got to do is focus on how you'll feel when you get the object of your desire. So you've got to bring forth the feelings that experience or that thing will give you."
Well, one of us here, Jace, you said in our chats yesterday that you wanted to manifest a free coffee. You wanted to start small. You wanted to visualize that. Can you tell us what happened yesterday afternoon?
So this is legit. You can go check out your Instagram.
Yeah.
A cafe offered me a free coffee.
But I mean, when you put it out in the open.
Yeah, but that's the law of attraction.
Okay.
I know you're asking the universe for it. So it doesn't matter how you get
it,
Sarah.
What it does say here. I'm looking up like Manifesting 101 and it says you have to align with the loving energy of the universe vibrating at a high. It's the process of vibrating at a high frequency. So you become a vibrational match with the universe and can co-create your world. I mean, this sounds like something in Minecraft.
I'm vibrating for a peace lily. I've decided that I've been thinking about getting a peace lily, one of those beautiful lush green plants with the white flowers. I've been wanting one for the house for ages, never got around to getting one from Bunnos.
I mean, that's such a lie. You just don't want to pay for one
from
Bunnings.
I'm just saying, let me manifest what I want to manifest. I want to manifest a peace lily. Is it too much to ask?
Okay, well, I decided last night that I'm
going to... You can't change yours, Sarah.
No, I'm not changing mine, that I'm going to give you my peace
lily. No.
Because it's out on my back deck. It's really getting whipped around with these westerly winds, and I think it could need some love and care from your place. So I'm going to meet your vibrational high universal
Does that
frequency.
Count?
Yeah, you got to accept
and,
it.
Does
it? The universe would not have put Sarah in a position to offer your peace lily.
I know your shitty peace lily. I don't want your shitty peace
really
lily.
I know you said lush green.
I want lush and green
but,
and potted.
You're gonna, it's potted, but you're going to have to nurse it back to health.
131060. Jump on board. We've got a week till next Tuesday to...
To manifest all of this. So if you want to publicly tell us what you want to manifest. Jump on board our challenge and then we're going to check back in with you. So come on, phones are lighting up. 13 10 60, we're going to take your calls next. What do you want to manifest alongside what we want to manifest? And let's see if we can all manifest
together.
I'm vibrating at a higher level. I'm already exhausted. I'm over it.
Who was that lady who did the star signs on one of the morning shows?
What was her name?
And then today you are going to manifest with the universe and cultivate your
high frequency.
What was
her name? She was beautiful. Long blonde
hair. Spot on.
It wasn't Athena.
Really well done.
No. She was on with Moonface.
Bert Newton.
Bert Newton.
Yes, Scorpios.
Scorpio. Yeah. No, well, manifestation. 13, 10, 60. Do you want to manifest alongside with us? We've actually received quite a few messages on Instagram, people saying what's happened for them. This woman said that her mum manifested winning a car and Ooh. Ended up winning a competition on her birthday and got the car.
Wow. That's impressive.
Envisioned it.
Are you right? Are you okay?
I'm not. Someone else said that they manifested their house, that they missed out on buying it at first, but then the seller came back to them and said, do you still want it?
After they thought about it for a while, we really cool. wanted like they, that house.
Yes, like, yes.
That's amazing.
And then someone else said that they manifested their job. They wanted to be a train driver, and after a 2-year application process and waiting, they finally got it.
Okay.
I'm glad we started small.
Well, we wanted to start small to test to see. You wanted a coffee. You've already got it within like a matter of hours. Someone said, we'll give you a free coffee.
I've got the power, guys. I've got the power.
Lise just wants a peace lily.
I just want a peace lily.
Like she doesn't care where it actually comes. Oh, you've said you wanted it potted so you don't have to forage in a council strip and get
That's
one.
That's right. That's right.
Look, Lise actually lied before the break when she said the phones were lighting up. They weren't. There was absolutely no callers. And so in the song break, Jace, Lise and I all put our manifestation powers together, willed a caller into our existence. And that's you, Brent and Wodonga.
How you going?
Good, good. Brent, what have you manifested? What are you manifesting?
Well, I'm hoping to get my son in my primary care.
Wow. Okay.
When do you find out about that?
Monday.
Ooh.
Okay. And you're actively manifesting that?
Yes, frequently.
So talk us through your process. You're thinking about it daily. You're thinking about the feeling you'll get. That's Sarah, that's what you'd said, right?
Yes.
You have to think about the feeling.
It's not about the thing. It's about the feeling. That and the enhancement to your life that will bring when you get that particular
thing. Yeah, you think about it every day, and he's in my temporary care for the meantime, but hopefully it's more permanent.
Okay, Brent. Well, that's a big thing.
That is a big thing.
Have you done this before? Do you know this can work in your life?
Yes. He makes it exciting when you get home from home. So.
But have you manifested anything else?
Finding a job before the COVID stuff, and that was where he manifested a steady job for him. So that got me a job.
All right. Okay. Well, Brent's on track.
Just interrupting regular programming. Karen Morgold. That was her name, Sarah.
Oh, my God. That's
the lady.
It.
Do her voice again.
Aquarius, you are a friend to all, and this week your limits will be tested.
Let's take
Stay
Brent's
strong,
details down off air
and follow up with Brent.
Next Wednesday to see if he's under.
My girlfriend manifested Dave Grohl for her husband's 40th.
And literally.
Well, that's what she said. She said, I want Dave Grohl to sing at my husband's 40th.
Did it work?
No.
Okay.
Dreams don't always come true, but you can try.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Oh, I saw some beautiful news on Instagram last night. And then I saw some even bigger news of the same ilk.
When I said let's do a hook break to hook people
I am no good at hooking.
So you
just want to go straight into the story.
So my brain jumps ahead.
I've got to try and package it up in a little tidbit to get people to keep listening. And I just freeze. I'm not very good at improv.
So you saw some news and then you saw some other news. Wow.
But it's, I'm going to keep listening.
Guys, please keep listening.
Those two girls.
Lovely news to share with you all. Last night I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw that Australia's favourite TV son, Gold Logie winner, soft spot in all of our hearts, Grant Denyer, announced on his Instagram that he and his wife, Shezzy, are expecting their third child.
Wow.
Yes, their two cute little girls made the announcement in a beautiful video caption. We have some exciting news coming the 1st of March, 2021. That was posted 11 hours ago. So
wow.
Isn't that sweet?
That's very cool.
Okay, here's the problem.
What's the problem?
I scrolled Instagram an hour later and, well, there's a couple, a young couple dressed in khaki, holding up a tiny little khaki t-shirt. Baby wildlife warrior due 2021. Yes, that's right.
Gosh.
Bindi Irwin and her new husband Chandler are having a baby. Grant Denyer has been pipped at the post by Bindi Irwin. Yes. Yes, she writes, it's an honour to share this special moment in our lives with you. Though I'm still in my first trimester, we really want you to be part of our journey from the beginning of this
Sarah,
new life chapter.
Stop.
We couldn't wait to share this news. This beautiful little being has become the most important part of our lives. Your support means
Jace,
the world
you
to
know,
us.
You know how much Sarah has a thing for Bindi Irwin.
I yeah. just think she's the she's role so... model that people need.
I mean, look, she's very, I really like her too. They're very old school, aren't they?
They
were engaged super young.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. How old is she? Now they're married.
22 years old.
That's
so,
like...
Lise, just stop. Just stop.
And now
stop.
She's
you and I are both.
Prego.
This is the year we turn 40.
What's your point?
By the time Bindi is our age, she will have an 18-year-old.
I know. That's how they did
well.
In the olden days. That's what I'm saying. That's
I mean,
like
that's
my
so great. That's so great. What do you think they're going to call it?
Oh,
I mean,
look.
Bindi was named after her father Steve's favourite lady crocodile. So I think there's going to be some kind of like hippo
it was the things you stood on.
Or giraffe.
I was like, it was a particularly bad summer.
Prickle.
I mean, we have a Bindi patch out the front of our house. I tell you, it is just like, it takes no prisoners.
Oh, no. Like, that's a, you may as well, like, you can walk across a bed of nails or you can go across a backyard.
What's
in
worse, Lego or Bindis? I don't know.
Oh, God. I mean, when you get those bullhead prickles that are a three-pronged attack.
Multiple.
Yikes.
Okay. So, Bindi's up the duff.
Bindi's up
Congrats.
The duff. Grant Denyer's wife is also up the duff. But I just don't think Grant's news is going to get the space that it needs. Why don't they communicate? I guess that's what I want to know. Like, surely they know each other. Surely
no,
they're Australian.
Sarah, celebrities, just by default, being a celebrity doesn't mean that you have every other Australian celebrity on speed dial.
Yeah, it does.
You, of all people, should know that.
Just because I tried to make contact with Bindi last year and she rejected me.
Such a stalker.
Please don't bring
Such
this
a
up.
Stalker.
Please don't bring up my moment of hurt.
Sarah, for
oh my God,
new
that's what
listeners.
I'm manifesting. I'm manifesting
no,
Bindi Irwin in my life.
No, you cannot change the manifestation. Sarah messaged Bindi Irwin. Irwin and said, you don't know me, but I actually think that you and I would be best friends.
You didn't.
Yes.
Well, we tried to reach out to her through
and
the
now,
radio show, but
our
they're
show
very,
has
for some
been
reason, they're
black.
Really strict about who gets in touch with her.
So now we've got like a red mark against our show name because you went too hard too soon.
I should have gone through Terry. I should have gone through
what
Terry.
What do you want to do? Do you want to send Bindi a little...
Oh, my God, yes.
A little prezi?
Yes.
Probably don't. We don't need that, them coming
oh,
after
Australia
us.
Oh, Australia Zoo is going to be inundated with gifts. What's one
inundated.
More to add to that pile?
When there's a blacklist against your name? Really?
I'm going to send her my number. I might organise a baby shower at
she
the
did
zoo,
ask
of
for
course.
Advice. Send her advice.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Sarah, yesterday was a momentous occasion in my parenting life.
Oh, God.
Because it occurred to me that as the parents of small children, we hold in our power the possibility of making dreams come true. Let me set the scene. There's a particular house that we drive by most days on the way to and from school, if I can be bothered driving the kids to school. Otherwise, I just put them on the bus.
That's the parenting spirit we know and love her for.
So there's this house that sits on top of a hill. And it's large. It's the kids call it a mansion. It's like an old school 80s, 90s mansion. Mm. Big, white, curved architecture, that green-coloured glass. Like we call it the glass mansion.
Okay.
Okay. And for years now.
Cryptic.
For years now, we've been driving past it. And my youngest, Max, has said, geez, Mum, one day I'd really like to go up close and really find the glass mansion, because we only ever see it from the back, you see. And he's like, I really would love to go through, find where it is and just stand before it. And I said, righto, it's been tucked away in my brain.
Wait, do they not have hobbies after all?
No, most because
kids
I guess
just do
like
sport or something.
No,
like
no,
that.
No. But whatever, guys, don't make fun of his dreams. Anyway, yesterday
sounds like a Netflix series I've just watched.
Anyway, yesterday my eldest had rugby, so I just had the little one. I just had the little one in my care. Okay, and I said, Max, today's your lucky day. Guess what Big Mama and Max are doing? We're going to go find that mansion. We're going to stalk the mansion. I'm going to drive until we find it. We're going to stand before it. He was like, Mum, how are you going to do it? I was like, I'm like a homing pigeon. I will find it. I drove through the streets. Woo, 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 there we are. Found the street. We're standing. We're parked like stalkers a few metres away from this mansion. And I just said, just sit down, stay low, and let's just watch. We're sitting in our car and I said, don't move. Let's just figure out who lives here. And I said, then I'm
good grief.
So we sat in the car for half an hour.
Other people in the house were like 000.
No way.
There's a strange woman telling her son to stay low and go outside
my
house.
So we see a delivery van approach and I said, this is it. This is the moment. They're going to call the doorbell because, of course, it's gated. You can't just go up there. We couldn't go up there. So I said, here we go. The delivery driver's going to call the bell. Then we'll see who lives there. Okay, this is how you do it, Max. This is how you do it. The delivery guy calls the bell. No one comes down. So I said, right, we're not giving up.
What did you do?
We're going to find out.
The package on their behalf?
We're going to find out. I get on Google, Sarah. I found everything out about the house.
Please.
Everything, Sarah.
No.
Well, I found the real estate history. Okay. I told Max.
Do you think this is a good parenting example?
Well, he was amazed. I said, do you want to know what year it's built? Yes, Mum, I do. This house, I told him what it was sold for in 1989. The entire history. It was fascinating. The value of it back in the 80s compared to the value of it now. These are incredible lessons. We were there for 45 minutes.
You and I should start distancing ourselves from Lee, I think, Sarah.
I thought you had enough going on in your life without having to stalk
it
and
is
research random houses in a gated community.
Here's the
in your
thing.
Area.
We never saw the owner.
I'm not
and
surprised
there's not a
because
lot
they
of furniture.
Were scared of you.
There's not a lot of furniture in the house. I almost
what,
think
did you
that
peer through the window
in?
Now? Hang on. Did you go
I
up and press your nose
no,
to the glass?
You can't get that close.
Well, how do you know there was no furniture in there?
Because it's a glass mansion, Sarah. You can see straight through. I'm telling you, nobody is living in the glass mansion.
But they get delivery.
The delivery driver, no one showed up. This is a Netflix series. I think I'm sitting on something here.
It's called People in Glass Houses.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
By the time you're 103, you're knocking at heaven's door.
Aren't you just?
Well, there's a 103-year-old woman over in Michigan in America named Dorothy who has thought, I've got nothing to lose now. So her birthday present to herself has been getting her first tattoo.
What did she get?
A frog. A frog on her arm. So apparently she's been in a nursing home and her family sprung her out of lockdown because the nurses had said she's getting really, really depressed. She needs to get out. She's hard of hearing, so they couldn't take phone calls. So she said, I think I'm going to get a tattoo. So her family took her to the tattoo parlor. Apparently she's the oldest person who's ever had the ink. Which is not surprising.
Yes. How does her skin...
I don't know.
Because my grandmother is 83, Sarah, and her skin is
paper
thin.
You just have to gently brush it on something and it will bleed.
It breaks.
Bleed. Yes. So apparently, though, she took it like a champ, didn't even see her wince, said the tattooist. Maybe she had half a wince once, he reckons.
And was the frog symbolic?
She just likes them.
Okay.
She said, it was pretty exciting. Years ago, my grandson wanted me to get a tattoo and I wouldn't do it. All of a sudden, I decided I would like to have one, and if I could, a frog, because I like frogs. She followed it up by then going for her first motorcycle ride.
Oh my God, at 103?
103. Dorothy has got her biker legs and Tat on the motorcycle.
Wow.
It's never too late.
Off
it's
she goes.
It's never too late.
Well, it will. I mean, 103.
It's a bit late.
A bit late.
Gosh.
Anyway, well, you're going for a motorbike
ride. Procrastinating for 103 years.
Okay.
Back oh, my God. Wait, this is so funny.
Did we just listen to a whole show and you're still puffed?
One of our regular listeners, Gary. Hi, Gary. Just messaged us, Sarah, off the back of the 103-year-old woman who got a tattoo.
Yeah.
Gary, I hope it's okay that I read this message out. He's messaged and said, wow, I actually just asked my mum, who's 84, do you want to get a tat for your 85th?
Mm-hmm.
She replied, don't be silly, I'm getting a gigolo.
What?
That's quite the sense of humour.
Yeah, she, yeah.
Do they still call them gigolos?
I don't know if you're, I think you would just call it a sex worker, wouldn't you? I think Gigolo is a very...
I didn't even know what Gigolo was until Rob Schneider showed me.
I mean, what a great movie Gigolo was.
First one was great, second one was...
Richard Gere was in a movie called American
Gigolo.
In the, what, late 80s, early 90s? It was kind of around the time when he was in An Officer and a Gentleman and... At his, I mean, he'd have to be 103 now, wouldn't he, Richard Gere?
Richard Gere? No. Okay, let's take bets on how old Richard Gere is.
I reckon he's
86.
About, I reckon he's probably about
he's
the same 70. Age as my dad.
He's in the 70s. He's in his 70s. Okay, ready? Hold on. Google Richard Gere, born August 31st, 1949. How old does that make?
Oh, so he's 75.
He's 70.
Oh. What did I say?
71.
He's 70.
Sorry,
he's 70.
I thought we were in 2024. Quick math.
Wow.
Any of my former maths teachers are just like, well, that's what we were working that's with for one. A number of years.
What was that song called? The Quick Maths Guy.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was funny.
That's a great song.
One, two, quick math.
1 + 2 = 3. 3 + 1 = 4. Quick maths.
Yeah. That was it.
That's good. Can't you just Google that?
Hang on, I'll do it.
A lot of waiting for the podcasters today.
Quick maths.
Sorry, guys.
Man's Not Hot by Big Shaq. 2 + 2 = 4 - 1. That's 3. Quick maths.
Oh, they've deleted that from our system.
Have they? Oh, it must have had other random stuff in
it. We played it for a little while.
Yeah, we did when it came
the
out.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it must have had other things in it that weren't kosher now, maybe. All right, well...
I'm just distracted. I'm just trying to cancel out
well,
of a subscription.
Look, no. Let's end this because you and I have got to have a little tete-a-tete together before our interview with
Shivers,
the author of The Wine O'Clock Myth, which is a new book I've read and am fascinated by the wine culture that exists particularly
within
women.
It'll be an interesting chat. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it because I haven't read the book.
Yep.
So,
but you don't have to relate to everything.
I've got questions for her. I've got a lot of questions. So that'll be a bonus podcast episode for you guys.
Yeah, possibly tomorrow or Friday maybe. We'll see how we go.
Why are you looking at me?
Hold on, why are we looking at Jase?
For when he edits it.
Also, while we're on the podcast, why don't you guys also tell us if there's someone that you would like us to talk to in these bonus episodes or topics
really
you want us...
Yeah, fantastic books, fantastic topics that you're intrigued by.
Or random things. We'll happily look at those.
Because the podcast doesn't really have any rules, does it?
Well it doesn't. That's what's great.
And I guess we're so happy to be doing these bonus and extended potties because they're things that we're genuinely... interested
for
in
example,
and fascinated by.
Another thing that we're talking to the air fryer expert.
Yes.
mean, this is how I met. Like, it's so varied.
Yeah.
Just decided to talk to an air fryer.
Well, everyone says they're amazing. I've got one, used it
Sarah
once.
Sarah doesn't know how to use it.
I think this has been a terrible, like, $70 Kmart mistake.
I don't think it is going to be a mistake, because we're going to talk to this air fryer expert and she's going to turn your life around.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, there's a little bit of a hookity hook action for you. And
because you're so good at those.
Oh, I mean, look, I've never. I'm
Should
the,
I put
like,
that
Lee's,
break
I'm
in the podcast? Yes. So people understand what that reference is?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Okay, I'll keep it in the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, keep it in. They'll know.
Definitely.
There's a point in the show that you just listened to where Sarah was meant to...
hook something coming up.
Are you going to put it in after this? How are you going
to
do it?
No, I'll put it in the actual show so they would have already listened to it.
Okay. I still don't really understand it, because I'll have like the whole story in my head and then
it's very difficult.
Like you've got to condense it to 20 seconds and I just...
And I think sometimes it's just a stroke. You either deliver it or you don't. Like you either have the perfect hook or there's nothing.
Yeah.
I don't like them either.
Oh, I don't know why.
It's a big part of our job that we're not good at.
Just play another song so we don't have to talk.
We hook a lot in your show.
No, we don't.
And in fact, we never used to hook. I think that's the problem.
I'd like to manifest no
zero hooks.
It's a very radio chat that people probably don't understand.
No, but I just think that we, like, there's two schools of thought. If you like the show, you're just going to listen to most of it. Even if you're really interested in what the next story is, but you've got to get your ass to work, well, that doesn't change the fact that you've got to go clock in at a particular time. So even if the hook is amazing, you can't stay and listen.
There's very few radio shows that you would listen to and stay in your car.
That's the goal.
And risk being late.
That's the goal.
I could probably, maybe Hamish and Andy, maybe. But even then...
Or it has to be something like super emotional. Like you know how Dr. Phil would hook to the next ad break and you'd be like, I've got to see what happens. You know, in the episodes.
When Dr. Phil hooks to the next show, he's already...
Not to the next show, to the next
segment. He's got a grab of that next segment because it's all pre-recorded.
Yes, I know.
Radio's a bit hard because it's live.
I loved Dr. Phil because it was during uni years and I would watch any garbage I possibly could to procrastinate.
Yeah, no, I mean, those just shows make you feel better about your own life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember Ricky Lake?
Yes, I remember Ricky Lake.
Do you remember Sally Jesse Raphael?
100%.
No.
Phil Donahue and Sally Jesse were life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas I wonder if we watch them now.
Oh, it would
you'd
be shocking.
Like, that is... Insight.
Ricky Lake went really trashy at one point. It was phenomenal.
So trashy. But then she got sick of doing
Jerry
it,
And then Jerry Springer got ridiculous.
I never was into Jerry Springer. That was terrible.
Maury Povich.
Yeah, I couldn't get into
that. There
were
so many of them. So many of those.
Because that just really seems
formats.
To be exploiting
Absolutely.
Dumb people.
It's
Absolutely.
The same as now, though. Like, so that was an era of television where that trashy...
That genre was like, all the rage.
You know, with the big audience was a big thing. Now you look at reality television.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
The Block.
It's a trend.
Farmer. Mm. Bachelor in Paradise. Oh, Bachelorette. Batchy. I don't know. There's so many of them.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
So we're in the different era now. I wonder what the next era of television is going to be.
True. It's a good question.
And if we could figure it out, can we get in on ground level so that we take full advantage of it?
Oh, yeah. Manifest
What would
that.
It be?
I don't know.
Like virtual reality television? Ugh. It's like reality TV, but it's virtual. You're in there with
Well, that's
the
a little
actors.
Bit. Actually, I watched that movie with the kids, part of that movie with the kids, Ready Player One.
Haven't
seen
it.
That's a virtual, it's like a computer game. So it's set in the year 2045. It's set into the future. And the future of video games is, of course, virtual reality, which we know to be real now, that is actually happening. But people play their entire lives out in the VR world. Yeah, it's insane.
What,
it's not
about their
movie.
Real life. Like, what are they doing in their... Why
nothing.
Don't they just, why
they
don't they
do,
just
nothing.
Do that in
they're
their
just,
real life?
They're just hooked up to this world, I suppose. It's good.
Good. It's good.
It's good. All right, let's do this interview.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Tickety boo, off she goes home.
That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.